Morning show at East Coast FM, and Tina Koumarianis is with us. Tina, good morning to you. And oh no, don't tell me you don't feel well.
No, I'm going to speak in a very deep voice, so I sound very sexy, but I've actually got a chest. And actually, it's as well I've got a deep voice, because I've got a request here for a very, very old friend of mine called Michael Crow, who lives in Wicklow Town. He used to live on St. Catherine's Road in Glenageary, and I grew up with him. We used to go to discos and everything. But this is a get well soon from his wife, Jo. Apparently, he's put his back out. What have you been doing, Michael? Or maybe I don't want to know what you've been doing, Michael. Anyway, that's from your wife, Jo, and all the family in Blessington and Dublin. And apparently, they listen to me every week. So thank you very much for listening.
There you go. Blast from the past.
I know. Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for braving it in this morning, Tina.
Oh, pleasure.
And let's see how we can get on with some of the queries in for you.
Yeah.
Hi, Tina. I've been seeing a guy for 4 years, but he has a wife, and she found texts from me on his mobile about a month ago. I asked him on numerous occasions if he wanted me to end it, although it would break my heart at this stage. 4 years is a long time to invest in a relationship. He said, no, it's the best relationship he's had, and the sex is amazing, and all that sort of stuff, which it is. He said his wife's the problem, and he would love to be able to give me more, but he can't. She's currently expecting their third child, but we got together on the second one from 4 months in.
Oh, God.
The trouble is that I've fallen in love with him, and I think he feels the same about me, but doesn't want to hurt the kids. His sister said she'll put him up in her flat if that's what he wants. I don't know what to think. I wonder if he would regret leaving his kids at home. Would he blame me?
Oh, God, this sounds worse than I feel. Firstly, considering he says his wife is the problem, he seems to have no problem with her in the bedroom as they're expecting their third child. If you're going to embark on an affair with a married man, especially one with children, you would be well advised not to take it too seriously or to expect too much. Nothing more than a roll in the hay and a few dinners in places you didn't even know existed. And you certainly, certainly mustn't fall in love with them, because he's not yours, he's hers. The sex is amazing. You're the best he's ever had. That is the basis for a really good-sounding relationship. Not... You have asked on numerous occasions if he wants you to leave him. No, dear, he's greedy. He wants it all. Oh, and to hear those old chestnuts still going round, my wife's the problem, she doesn't understand me, I can't leave because of the children. At least my husband had the decency never to come out with any of that rubbish. Actually, no, he is the problem. He's the one playing away. And if she is such a problem, why is he having sex with her? Why is she pregnant if he is so mad about you? I do wonder, in this day and age of technology, how he, as a married man, could be so dumb as to leave such incriminating evidence on his mobile phone for his wife to find. Like a murderer keeping trophies, he keeps your texts. Sadly, I don't think he's the brightest. Let's forget about you two for the moment. Do you have any idea how that woman must be feeling at this moment, pregnant with yet another of his babies, which should be one of the happiest times in her life, only to find out he's out messing about with somebody else? I am just amazed she hasn't kicked him out, but then she's probably worried about the financial aspect with a young family to bring up. If he really loved you, and I mean really, really loved you, now that his wife has found out, that would be the time for him to leave and be with you, as even his sister has offered him somewhere to stay. But hey, he's staying with his wife, the woman who's the problem, not running to you, the person who he's supposed to be so mad about. I think you have your answer. Don't you, Declan? Don't
yes,
you?
I do. When I saw it, I was expecting the third child.
For God's sake, get a grip. Yes.
Indeed. Okay, well, let's hope that person can resolve their dilemma. Another one here for Tina. Hi, Tina. I'm 32 and have spent my whole life worrying about what people think of me and if they're talking about me behind my back. I know it may sound like it, but I actually don't suffer from depression. I love my job and I have some very good friends now. I just suffer from wanting to make a good impression all the time. I was bullied at school because I was quite quiet and a group of girls used to make my life a misery. So from a very young age, I worked very hard at trying to please. My mother too was very quick to put me down if everything wasn't exactly to her liking. She died 10 years ago, and sadly, her passing wasn't the heartbreak it should have been to me. In fact, it was almost a relief. One fewer person to worry about making happy. Relationships are a disaster as well. The men I go out with seem to be getting bored with me very quickly, and nothing ever lasts despite me going above and beyond to try to make them happy. My dream would be to meet someone kind, to settle down and have children. It's surely not a lot to ask. Any ideas how I can try to overcome this, please?
Listen, everybody loves to be loved, especially when we're young and are trying to make an impression. And this is fine as long as it's not a strain and it comes naturally. As you get older, you get wiser. You think seriously about why you need to impress other people. By all means, make those you love happy. But you don't need to impress them when they love you already. They're happy with you the way that you are. The others, just think about those people doing for you anything that's necessary for you to impress them. Do any of them pay your bills? Do they care for you? Are they the people you know you could depend on if you got ill to look after you? I think in most cases, if not all, you would have to answer no. They would do none of these things, so why are you going out of your way to impress them and to ingratiate yourself with them? Now to the men. You appear to have very, very low self-esteem, and unfortunately, if you don't think much of yourself, why should they? They don't treat you particularly well, and yet you bend over backwards to make them happy. Why, when it's a one-way street? You often hear people saying, "She's such a bitch. I don't know why he sees in her. I don't know why he stays with her." Bitchy women often have an air of self-confidence about themselves, an air of, "You're lucky to be with me," which men pick up on. A person like that appears to be a prize because they think they are. You, on the other hand, give off vibes of, "Are you sure you want to be with me? Let me do everything for you in the hopes that you might just stick around, even though I know I'm not worth your love and affection." By all means, be kind and thoughtful to all people. As the song goes, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. But not to the point where you're putting out for no return. You are not a charitable organisation. You're a good person in your own right and worth so much more than, you know, than the way you've been treated. You've seen over the years the approach that you've been taken has got you nowhere, so time for a different tack and see where that takes you. You know you're dateable because you've had people ask you out. You just need to work on not being so subservient. Make them believe that you are a prize and that they are getting a prize. I think that's the only thing to do, just stop being so subservient.
Yeah, because people will just treat you as you want to be treated by the
If you appear to be, oh, I'm not worthy of you, they'll say, oh, yeah, no, she's not. They want something they can't have, basically. You know, the chase is always the best. I mean, you remember back in the day, Declan, oh, my God, will she be there? Will she look at me? That's what's attractive, not the old, hey, let me pour you another cup of tea, dear.
Okay, it's Tina. Tina's got a cold this morning, but she's battling on and still imparting her advice. And if you want to get in touch, you can get in touch at asktinak@gmail.com. Now then, hear about this one. Hi, Tina. I'm in my early 60s. I live at home with my elderly mother. She's in her 90s. I'm the youngest of three siblings, one of which doesn't care about her mother. And one of which doesn't care about her mother, and she can do no wrong in my mother's eyes. My mother is very abusive to me and has been all her life. She was never a mother to the three of us, and now, unfortunately, I'm the one who has to live with her. I'm single and her carer. She's constantly putting me down and also calling my friends terrible names. My other sister, who lives close to us, has no time for her either. What can I do?
Oh, jeez. Poor you, it sounds like you drew the short straw. Of course your mother thinks your sister, who does absolutely nothing for her, is the most wonderful thing in the world, because she's probably exactly like her and reminds her of herself, who, as you said in your mail, did nothing for any of you. She has absolutely no right to be abusive to you or your friends, especially when she's so reliant on you for everything. The clever one in all this is your third sister, who's keeping well out of it. Who owns the house you're living in? Is it your mother's? And if so, do you know who she's left it to in her will? Be very careful she's not using it as a carrot to make you stay, only to find it's been left to your other sister, who, you know, can do no wrong. If it's not to you, do you know what rights you have? As this is your only home, and you don't want to find yourself being sold out for, you know, the house being sold out from under you, if it's been left to your sister, you need to check this out with the Citizens Advice Bureau as soon as possible. Why does it have to be you who looks after her? Surely your other siblings have a responsibility too. It's just too easy to dump her on you, especially as she's not a very grateful old dear. Now, I would definitely say to your mother the next time she's being unpleasant to you that you feel she would be much happier with your sister, who she's so fond of, and that you're going to ask her to look after your mother from now on. Sit back and see the response that gets from the two of them. I think that's the way to deal with that one.
Gosh, yeah, these situations, as people get older as well, they're more complicated.
I know, yes. My daughter says she remembers my mother, my elderly mother, being very grumpy, and she said, "You're becoming just like I remember." I said, "Yeah, that's what happens when you get old. You don't put up with it anymore."
And we'll squeeze in one more, I think. Hello, Tina. I'm a gay guy and have been seeing a married man for just over a year now. He spoils me, he buys me stuff, but goes back to his wife and grown-up kids, and I won't hear from him for weeks. And then he comes back to me and we both have great fun together. Someone will get hurt, and I know it will be me. He tells me he loves me, but I really know he's only using me for a bit on the side. What do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? Because I really like him, but it's only sex. We never socialize at all, and I get sad when I don't see him or hear from him for weeks. A couple of times I've cancelled plans with friends at the last minute just to be with him. I have to wait till he contacts me, but I'm a selfish person and want more out of this relationship, even though I know he's married. He can't be happy if he's with me, can he? Thank you so much.
Really, you've answered your own question. And by the way, you are not the selfish one in this relationship. You say he's married, that he spoils you and buys you stuff, but then he goes back to his wife and you won't hear from him for weeks on end. He says he loves you, but let's be honest, if he really loved you, he wouldn't be weeks away without visiting you. He wouldn't be able to stay away. You say you are just a bit on the side. Don't you think you're worth more than that? You know, just being a bit on the side is, yeah, not great. You know you're going to get hurt. How miserable to feel so used. You already know in your heart it really isn't worth it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be writing in to me. I have a feeling this might be an older man who back in the day married to cover up the fact he's gay. I can't imagine that after all this time he's suddenly going to come out to his world and spend the rest of his days with you. Can you imagine his family? He would more than likely have to leave the family home, his circle of friends, and all he's built up over the years because, like it or not, there is still a certain generation or mindset out there that would not, under any circumstances, accept that. Be honest, do you think he thinks you are really worth what would arise out of his coming out to his family and friends? You need to break away from this cycle of being used and make time for yourself to meet somebody new who has the time to spend with you. Yes, you'll feel extremely sad, but you are now anyway. As time goes on, you will realize that a loving person, you are worth more than what is on offer here. The longer this goes on, the worse it will become, and you will end up being very, very bitter and more than likely alone. So deep breath, be brave, and you make the break, because there's nothing in this for you. He's not going to leave his wife and family and all that. You know, yeah, everybody, I mean, I had a girl on to me yesterday saying she's brokenhearted about a gay relationship that, you know, broke up and what can she... But, you know, everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, when a relationship breaks up, somebody usually gets hurt.
Indeed. Okay, Tina, thank you very much for, you know, coming in spite of all. And Tina will be back with us again shortly on The Morning Show. Tina Koumarianis. Ask Tina K at gmail.com.